Hi there, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled True Freedom, was written by Po Fong Chia. While reading on the train, Mei Ling was busy highlighting sentences and jotting down notes in the margin of her book. But a conversation between a mother and a child seated nearby stopped her. The mom was correcting her child for doodling in her library book. Mei Ling quickly put her pen away, not wanting the toddler to ignore her mother's words by following Mei Ling's example. She knew that the child wouldn't understand the difference between damaging a loaned book and making notes in one you owned. Mei Ling's actions reminded me of the Apostle Paul's inspired words in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 23 through 24. I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but not everything is constructive. No one should seek their own good, but the good of others. The believers in Jesus in the young church in Corinth saw their freedom in Christ as an opportunity to pursue personal interests. But Paul wrote that they should view it as an opportunity to benefit and build up others. He taught them that true freedom isn't the right to do as one pleases, but the liberty to do as they should for God. We follow in Jesus' footsteps when we use our freedom to choose building others up instead of serving ourselves. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23. Through chapter 11, verse 1. I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but not everything is constructive. No one should seek their own good, but the good of others. Eat anything sold in the meat market without raising questions of conscience, for the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. If an unbeliever invites you to a meal and you want to go, eat whatever is put before you without raising questions of conscience. But if someone says to you, "This has been offered in sacrifice," then do not eat it, both for the sake of the one who told you and for the sake of conscience. I am referring to the other person's conscience, not yours. For why is my freedom being judged by another's conscience? If I take part in the meal with thankfulness, why am I denounced because of something I thank God for? So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Do not cause anyone to stumble, whether Jews, Greeks, or the Church of God, even as I try to please everyone in every way. For I am not seeking my own good, but the good of many, so that they may be saved. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for setting us free. Give us wisdom and grace to exercise our freedom in ways that truly honor you and bless others. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Tony Collier, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.